for most of you. Some of you have been working through the night. Others are up. The lights are on in the barn. And it's 39 degrees down at the barn, Jennifer.
Oh, that's chilly.
I was talking to somebody yesterday afternoon, a friend of mine who is from my hometown of Framingham, but is spending more and more time in Los Angeles. He was downtown, and he said it was 86 degrees. Mm-hmm. I talked to him about 4 in the afternoon. So things are good in L.A.
Very warm in L.A. But very cold at night. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of one of those times of year where...
It is. It's the most wonderful... Oh, wait a minute. That's a month or so away.
Yeah, give it a month
that.
Or so.
All right. So DougStefan.com is working. Ken Kessler is not. Twitter and Facebook you can comment on, but there's not a lot of leadership there unless Jennifer wants to go over and follow the faithful.
We'll see what
Kenny
we can
has
do.
Had the trappings of the end of Mercury being in retrograde. Mercury comes out.
Or it could be Friday.
And I want to have a long weekend. So the heck with you guys, I'm hitting the road. So there we go. We have a lot of people who are talking a lot about a lot of different things. Wow, what a concept. Isn't it great? And we, being the swell fellas, hail fellas well met, isn't that the expression? I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jennifer and I, Jennifer being over there and I'm over here, and you're right in the middle to listen to us discuss the issues of the day, the essence of the president's apologies. You know, this all came about because of the, the millennials that are the chief reason the president got elected.
Mm-hmm.
They followed him on Twitter and thought, wow, this is cool. Let's vote for this guy without knowing who he was and realizing what a screw-up he is or it is. So the president gets lambasted by Jon Stewart on Wednesday night. Lambasted. I'm talking about, he plays all of the audio and video of the president, and then the audience laughs at the president. They're not laughing at the issue. They're laughing at the president because
he said one thing
promises
and then he say something else.
The plan will, you can keep your plan, period. You can keep your doctor, period. And, you know, the
period
expression.
Period, except no, you can't.
Except, yeah, right. Except, no, that's not true. So is he just another lying SOB politician, or is he really flawed and damaged? A lot of the people, you know, there's always the analysis paralysis after the fact. And so last night, around the NBC interview that Obama gave so that, in essence, he could come across as saying, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But most people on both sides. I'm listening to Chris Matthews and some of these other characters over at MSNBC, and they're not even buying the president's sincerity. He says, I'm sorry, but does he really mean it? Yeah. But is that the most... Is this all about the president? President's making it all about the president. But it's all about you and the people who are trying to do what the government has said they must do. Most people not happy about being told they must change this and they must change that. And we have this, as described by somebody else in an interview yesterday, colossal screw-up that isn't just the website, it's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are smiling about this, saying, the Republicans all said this, you know what? That doesn't fix anything either. How do you fix this?
No, the whole thing is a mess. It's really, I mean, you can look at it with some sort of amusement because you have to. But, I mean, when you think about, really, I mean, this is a huge deal, though. It's something we were supposed to do. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money being wasted if it doesn't work out. It's just, it's bad. It's bad for everybody.
Yeah, it isn't good. So, I mean, what else can we say at this moment? I thought it was pretty interesting. I was looking at the website and trying to figure out how anybody thought this was an easy portal to purchase insurance. Looking at this, 3.5 million Americans have received cancellation notices already from their insurance companies. The president said that wasn't going to happen. There's new scrutiny aimed at the way the president tried to sell the law to the public and basically didn't tell them the truth. I do not like the word lie because I think it's one of those horrible words like stupid, which sometimes I do use. I think it's an offensive, horrible word, but it's true in this circumstance. The president lied. And he's trying to apologize in a way for telling you that you'd be able to keep your insurance. He's made this repeatedly. This promise has been made repeatedly since the law was envisioned, enacted. He didn't really, if you analyze it, watch his face, listen to the words. He doesn't really apologize.
No.
He takes
no
responsibility.
No politician really apologizes.
No, I don't think that's true. I think that in this case, this goes back to what I said yesterday about him needing therapy.
Well, I think there's always
he's not capable of admitting that he's made a mistake. He's not capable. He's so flawed. And the things that are being done around him in this administration are so flawed. Look at everything. We keep talking about this. There's nothing working well. Mm-hmm. And it boils right up to the top. Right to the top.
I just, you know, what makes me sad about the whole thing, and I don't know if it's sad or just, there's, when you come out and you, I mean, I think we expect to some degree, and this is sad, but we expect it to some degree that politicians aren't going to be honest when they're trying to sell something to us, okay? So he comes out on the trail, and he's trying to sell something, and he's so adamant, you can keep your doctor, you can do this, it won't cost you this, and it, really adamant facts that he's throwing out that are wrong.
Yeah.
No one corrects him that's around him, or he doesn't allow himself to be corrected. But this is where it gets weird. They knew for months that it wasn't going to work the way they said it was going to work, and that the enrollment process.
They knew in 2010.
Yeah,
that
they
it wasn't
knew that
going
this was not going to work. But
he
yet they
runs
were still
for re-election
yes.
on this thing, and he, it's just a
there's
big
no
lie.
One, yeah, and there's no one around that says you're going to look really bad and stupid. But it was after the election, so they figure, who cares? He's already elected. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, there
it's
are people
weird.
Are talking about impeachment. That doesn't fix anything either. It just is. It what it does is underscore the judgments that we make about who we want to have in political politically important jobs. And the millennials responsible for electing Obama, and now for most of the major criticism, because remember the younger people were the ones that were being brought into this. It was them. They don't have insurance. A lot of younger people just don't have.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay the load for the
now
people
they're
going to
get croaked by what it's going to cost. And they're pretty angry about it as they find out about it. And so what does that do? And all the Democrats and Republicans say, wow, this is great. We're going to kill him next year in the election.
It's no good for anybody, though.
No, of course it isn't. Aye.
So much beyond an election win.
All right. Jennifer has, as usual, pithy and intelligent comments to make. And your comments are welcome as well as you'd like. 888-302-3684 might be the most interesting way of connecting with us. Although, did you get to Facebook and Twitter?
What do
you
have? I will, yes.
All right. In the meantime, I would like to help you with the way, if you're getting a headache listening to all this discussion and you're not sleeping well, I'm sorry about that. It's
not my fault. I didn't do it.
I just report on the problem.
Yes, right. Well, the problem I'm reporting on right now are bags and puffiness under your eyes. Those of you who are having a problem sleeping, and millions of American men and women are. So if you've got that problem, you want to look awake and sort of present yourself as being awake. Get rid of the bags of puffiness under your eyes by using the new GenuCell Serum. G-E-N-U-C-E-L. GenuCell Serum was developed around stem cell technology. It is an absolutely amazing product. It goes to work in 12 hours. And by the way, you'll have results in 12 hours, or you can get your money back right then and there. I know your eyes will appear different. There's a lot of different reasons for puffiness and bags under your eyes. Probably isn't interesting for me to go through them because it's a litany of all this, what's going on with the blood, yada, yada. GenuCell will work. It contains 8 ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Uses patented plant stem cell technology to get the job done. Brilliant. That's how you'll appear. Brilliant. Dial 800-543-9262 to try GenuCell risk-free. It's brilliant for both men and women. Call in the next 20 minutes, mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream to go along with your GenuCell. 2 ways of making your face look beautiful, handsome, and kind of fresh again. 800-543-9262. I know I've convinced a lot of you to pick up the phone right now. Money back guarantee, no questions asked. If you don't like it, you get the extra jar of acid. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of things put together that make you look better. That's what you want. Look better, feel better. Best skincare products are available right now by dialing 800-543-9262. Take action now.
In 1942, Eleanor flicked her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, November 8th through the 11th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get it started. My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stat. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it
started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, this portion of the program brought to you in part by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask the folks at Sherwin-Williams if you have painting questions. Ask Sherwin-Williams. 18 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with a focus on this healthcare mess. David in California, quick word or two from you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Doug and Jennifer. You know, I disagree with you on the way you're treating the Obamacare. I think, personally, it's just obvious that it's being hacked. You know, there's just,
hacked by whom?
Well, you know, the people that want to keep the current system of HMOs, these profiteers that are basically murdering Americans by refusing to let them have health care.
So you
telling
think that
them
they want
existing conditions?
All right. So here's what you're suggesting: that the old system is strong enough, there's enough money behind it, that they're breaking down the new system.
Well, if they would murder people in front of their eyes, like telling you to pay a premium for years on end,
we understand your point.
There's no doubt that healthcare needed a reform.
So you're saying that they're doing this publicly because the people on the news, let's say, are puppets of theirs? Is that what you're saying? And Obama?
Bullies don't mind everybody knowing that they're bullies.
So you think that I don't want to put words in your mouth. Now, let me get to this. Do you think the Obamacare rollout of the healthcare rollout has been well thought out, well planned, well executed, and is going to be good for the American public?
Oh, not the specific one we got. I'm a single payer guy. Yeah. You know, the idea, I wanted to be a doctor when I was young, and it takes, there are certain people that are good doctors. You don't want a money grubber to be a doctor. You want somebody that's actually interested in the field.
So you don't think either the people who have the healthcare industry controlled or the people in the government who are trying to control it, either one of them have your best interest at heart. Is that
what
you're saying?
Well, right. I mean, and it's obvious because what they're trying to
I got it. We got it. You did a good job explaining it. We understand. Hadn't thought about it that way, so that's why guys like you are important to the discussion. More of this coming up in the next half hour. It's 21 after. This is Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Number one album, and it debuted at number one. That's how good Elton John was. On this date in 1975, the album Rock of the Westies, Jennifer, jumped to the top spot in the U.S. charts. Second album there. Number one earlier on had been Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. That had debuted at number one in the spring of 1975. So this album has a lot of well-known tracks on it, including Island Girl, obviously. Throw Some Funk Off Your Own. Like Street Kids, Hard Luck Story, Feed Me, Billy Bones. There's a lot of... This is probably the best known of all the tracks on Rock of the Westies from Elton John, which started at number one on this date, 1975. Remember that? Hello. Doug's Good Day, 25 and change after the hour. Time for our comedy segment, or at least a laugh or two is appropriate after all this serious conversation we're having. So we set aside some time here in this hour of the Good Day program. We're back to last night on the late night shows, the monologues of Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon.
In Colorado, big story, voters approved a tax on marijuana to fund the building of schools. Yeah. In other words, kids don't do drugs, but stay in the schools funded by them.
People are criticizing the latest issue of Time magazine. Hand me that, would you, Joey? I don't blame them. You see this there? They got Chris Christie. See the silhouette with the headline, The Elephant in the Room. This is a real issue. No, that's the real issue. It's not, you know, and people think, oh, it's kind of a jab. But in their defense, I think they chose the least offensive title. Here's the other ones they had. Take a look. Chris Christie having a whale of a time. I didn't like that one. Then they have Between a Rock and a Lard Place. Yeah, that's not good. And Hail to the Chef. Yeah, I don't think any of those.
Listen to this. You tell me people are apathetic. Yes, they're apathetic. 22% of registered voters of New York City citizens voted for the mayor. 22%. I'll tell you why. It's more fun to vote if your mayor's on crack. More fun to vote. I'll give you an example. Guy, Mayor Toronto, your buddy Rob Ford, his approval ratings have skyrocketed since he announced that he's smoking crack. Is everybody up there on crack? Is that the deal?
Justin Bieber is just gotten himself into more trouble now. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but now this time he's facing charges in Brazil after he was... This is not the monkey thing. Remember he tried to smuggle a monkey into the country?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Now he's facing charges in Brazil. He was caught spray painting the phrase "Believers for Life." Believers for Life on the side of a building. They say Bieber might have gotten away with it if he'd written literally anything else.
Well, you know my feelings about Justin Bieber, so I'll keep quiet and move on. Actually, I want to present you with a 2020 history quiz.
I love these.
Who was Albert H. Hook?
Ooh,
Albert
was he a captain?
H. Hook. May have been. You figure it out.
Okay.
For a swell prize, 888-302-3684. Who is Albert Hook? We want to know here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Is the Tea Party-inspired a shutdown of the federal government a complete failure, or was it merely a battle lost in a long war?
I agree that it was worth it, although I disagree with Ann Coulter that it was beautifully run. It really exposed some great divides within the Republican Party right now, and also how leaderless the House Republicans are. Yeah, I think it was very much a fight worth having.
All right.
I just wish we had better fighters.
Well, $28 billion is a lot of money, and for self-styled fiscal conservatives to be sort of laughing that off as if that's no big deal, I think is quite telling. They're not really fiscal conservatives after all. They're partisan ideologues, and the aim here was to somehow destroy something that Obama had done. But the foolish thing, as John McCain has pointed out over and over again, was that was never going to happen.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Seconds. I was brilliant. Jennifer, it could have been the most brilliant comeback, rejoin, if you will. All right, Michael, come on. It's too loud. Let's. All right. Good Lord.
Are you okay?
Well, we were doing some work during the bottom of the hour here. As many, well, people don't know the behind-the-scenes workings of what goes on here.
It's not pretty.
Oftentimes, during the news breaks, especially, I'm recording things that are for broadcast later. They may be commercials. They may be what we call rejoiners for a radio station to carry the program. They could be some of the things that we need for the weekend broadcast. But I do other things during the course of the top and bottom of the hour that have to do with other broadcasts often. And so sometimes there's an adjustment that's needed on the equipment so that we can come back and be normal. And Michael just, he's busy. Forgot to catch a couple of important buttons like my microphone. And
who needs it, really?
I know. All right, so here we are, 888-302-3684. We have working a history quiz for which there is another 5 minutes allocated in which you might want to look this up for a swell prize if you'd like to. We're looking for the identity of Albert H. Hook, who is important in history for, unfortunately, creating something that was very bad. He may or may not have known how bad it was. He had to have some clue. But he did. There was a patent given to him on this date in 1876. What was it? What was he well known for? Albert H. Hook. Pretty appropriate name, actually. Albert Hook. What's his historical significance? 888-302-3684. Working our way through the issues this week, a lot of people have been talking about that NFL bullying case. What's his name? Incognito?
Richie Incognito.
What a name, huh?
It almost seems fake.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah, and I don't know. It could be. Michael probably knows if it's fake or not, but come on, really?
Yeah.
Like, what are we on, like, The Sopranos or?
Incognito on The Sopranos. By the way, that's making, you know, they're playing that, working it on HBO, and it's doing very well. You should know that. You're the television person.
I do. Yeah, no, I've never seen an episode.
Haven't you?
No.
I haven't seen a full one. It's too violent.
The Sopranos?
Yeah.
I thought that was one of your favorite shows.
No. Richie, not me. No, I didn't like it. Way too big. I liked his character. An interesting character is developed, but you can always tell when there's about to be somebody offed, and it's just the way.
It's amazing to me that you like 24, which was really one of the most violent shows ever.
I know. It was maybe the storyline.
It was presented differently.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And I'm actually looking forward very much to its return next year. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. We have the Twitter IPO, which we'll talk about later on in this half hour. Oh, man, what a story there. Talk about a great American success story. Mm-hmm. Good for them. The shooting, I don't know what else to say, except the TSA now considering it's going to be a moment of silence, I think, today. Is it today that there's a moment of silence at the airports?
At all the airports.
Around the country? Yeah, I think it's a moment of silence. 9:20 today.
Doesn't it feel like more than a week ago when this happened?
It was more than a week ago, wasn't it?
Wasn't it last Friday?
Was it? Yeah, it was Friday. A week ago today, yeah. Yep. Moment of silence. 9:20 is when it took place. Pacific time, so that's when the moment of silence will take place around the country. All right, whether that's over the top or not, it's something. I don't think it's bad. It's just, case, then bring the guy back, but acknowledges a problem that we have that's so broad in this country. Just amazing. The Toronto mayor doing crack.
Oops.
There are so many people, the late night hosts included. We just played a couple of excerpts from late night comedians doing their monologues, and this guy is certainly eligible for being the boob of the week, the month, maybe the year. I was drunk when I did that crack.
Like, good, that makes it better.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if it does. I don't think so.
All right. So anyway, the president's poll numbers are going down like a rock. And after last night, so they do the polls today and this weekend, I'm betting he's going to lose another 10 points. Because of the way he went about trying to apologize for this colossal screw-up that is Obamacare. He didn't really apologize. He says, I'm sorry, but you can still get this, that, or the other thing. Focus has intensified on the promises. John Stewart really did an amazing job on that. And so that gets played over and over and over again. Even the folks at MSNBC can't hide from that.
It is funny how that's what it takes to get young people to know about the lies. Right. Having someone like Jon Stewart do it.
Yeah, well,
interesting just in how people consume their news now.
Yeah, no, that's how people get their news. 888-302-3684. John, listening in Minnesota. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why people just don't keep all these laws, because they're so stupid. All these laws they make are totally against the public.
I'm not sure. Why don't they keep them? What do you mean by that?
The law is saying that the insurance companies have to change this and have to change that. Mm-hmm. They're making it making the insurance companies.
Let me clue you in on something. The insurance companies are not as opposed to this as they may say in their PR statements. There were three people who basically designed the health care law. Chief among them was Billy Towson, former Louisiana congressman, who's the chief lobbyist for the insurance company. He was at the White House every day, hours and hours and hours, working with a couple of other lobbyists who basically wrote this law. So if you say or you feel that the insurance company is getting screwed, the insurance company, the only circumstance that presents a royal screwing is for the people who had insurance and could afford it, and now they can't. Or they're not going to have any insurance because they're going to be canceled. Those are people who are taking it in the chops.
If this had been that bad for the insurance companies, it would have never, ever happened.
Right.
Their lobbyists are too big and too strong.
Well, it's making me think that everybody should take care of themselves and have their family take care of them.
I noticed that you said to Michael when you first started talking to him that you're not going to pay the fine.
No, I'm not going to pay the fine, not going to get the insurance. I've never had insurance. And I take care of myself. I'm in good health.
So how do you go about, let's tell people so that they'll know how to do this. How do you not pay the fine? If you owe the...
What happens to you if you don't pay the fine, by the way?
Well, they'll keep dunning you or something, or they come after you, supposedly. But I want to know if you have... Are you working in a circumstance where you have your taxes withheld, or do you pay quarterly? How do you pay your taxes?
I'm a subsistence farming. Just live off the land and
so you don't pay taxes at all?
None.
No, do you file a return?
No.
No, okay. All right, a lot of people like you.
I love you.
John, thank you. Listen,
if I could
get away with that, I'd be right where he is. If I could get away with it, I wouldn't either. Because I've maintained for a long time that that tax, I've been convinced for years that all those cuckamongas that said that the income tax was illegal, I think it is. I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that even comes close. The Constitution provides for taxes on businesses and corporations, but never has it been proven that, there have been people that have justified taking it from corporations and businesses to apply to the individual citizens. But if you examine the Constitution, you can't find anything in there that allows, justifies, or otherwise okays individuals paying an income tax. But yet we all do, because we all comply, because the government threatens us and puts us in jail if we don't do what they say. So we don't really have a free society here under any stretch of the imagination.
It's a bully government.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Here is Arnold in Washington.
Arnold.
Arnold wants to take a shot at our 2020 history quiz. Hello, Arnold. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thanks. So who was Albert H. Hook?
To me, it sounds, I think it is Albert Einstein, if I'm not correct, who invented the atomic bomb for Hiroshima.
Are you sure you're not one of those people on jaywalking?
No.
Doug!
This guy's way off. But it's interesting.
They have the same first name. He's not that far off.
Well, listen, Arnold, let me tell you something. there's something about this that makes me think you're put on. Are you for real, or are you just putting me on?
No, I'm for real. I thought it was Albert Einstein who invented something significant.
Well, Albert Einstein never invented anything. Einstein was a big thinker and created a lot of ideas that we now hold to be sacrosanct. That is, ideas about how we think and how the mind works, and basically, you know, that the way we approach things in a mental, in our,
you
using
leave
our
my
mental
friend Albert.
Capacity.
I mean, Arnold alone.
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving Arnold alone. All right, Arnold, but thank you for giving us cause
keep
to think.
Keep trying.
Yes. Where'd you go to school, Arnold?
Debate.
Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to
He's
school?
He's still laughing, huh?
I went to school to, Art Institute, Fort Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale?
I'm an artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I suggest you stick to your art, sir. I bet it's great. Would you send us an email with a picture of some of your art? I'd like to...
Yeah, do you paint or draw? What kind of art, Arnold?
No, when I say artist, I mean more like a web developer.
Oh!
Yeah.
We need one of those. Will you email us?
I will.
Okay, Arnold.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Doug at DougStephan.com.
No, Jennifer at DougStephan.com. All right, Albert H. Hook. Let's put people out there.
My wheels are off.
Yeah, of course they are. Mine may be close to coming off, frankly. God love them. But that shows you how uninformed, God love them, a lot of people are.
Stop it.
What do you mean, stop
guess.
It? It was a horrible guess. Einstein invented something? Einstein didn't invent anything.
Doug.
What? Albert H. Hook was the inventor of the cigarette manufacturing machine. Albert Hook, pretty interesting name for such an inventor.
He hooks him in.
Albert Hook of New York City patented the cigarette manufacturing machine on this date in 1876. His family, very, very wealthy because of this. What a shame. You know, you'd wonder if the guy was still alive, or people that are his offspring. If they, you know, you wonder sometimes when people make money out of something that's as bad as this, what do you do with it? Some people in the family give their money to charity. Some people say, hey, look, it was a legitimate product and a legitimate machine. So we'll keep the money. Thanks very much, and enjoy our ride across the sea in our big 190-foot yacht. Anyway, that's that story. So you'll have that conversationally. Let me ask you a question about your energy needs. Do you know where you're going in the future? Where is the best power source going to be for you? Have you thought about wind or solar, water maybe? Or are you going to stick with the traditional? If you want to help the environment, how do you best accomplish having the best deal on your energy needs? You can achieve maximum money savings over time on your electric bill by using the best choice aimed at benefiting you. The best chance without any disruption of service is with Viridian, V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N. It's free, convenient. You can choose a clear-cut plan from the Viridian website. There's no equipment to install. It's very compelling. A critical problem which a lot of you are facing can be solved by going to Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. Viridian is spelled V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N. Just go online to Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm and see, look around there and see how you can get environmentally safe and sound power. You save money doing it. It's a great opportunity, and it's yours now by going to Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm. Guaranteed to be a lot of fun, actually, the experience. So take this matter into your hands. Responsible power explained at Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm. Improve your power options instantly. Click on Become a Customer at Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to get your house spruced up for the holidays from our friends at Sherwin-Williams. First, create a plan. You want to paint one or more rooms or just touch up some trim? Whichever you choose to do, you can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and the results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
All right, Citrus Magic Air Fresheners, they are the perfect fresh air solution. When you use them, it feels like there's magic in the air, Jennifer. The wonder of
the
fragrances. Citrus Magic, yes, sir, we could do that. Non-aerosol spray air fresheners, cool stuff. Non-aerosol broadcasting, that's what the Doug Steffen Good Day program is, 51 after the hour.
It's It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's get the outcome of studying technology every day at this time, Tech Talk time, with Shelley Palmer, at least as he begins. We're going to spend some time analyzing the Twitter public offering as well during this portion of the Good Day program. But first, let's tune up to Shelley, who will talk with us in a moment about his favorite features from Google's newest operating system, Android 4.4 KitKat. It's coming right up here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, just recently Google unveiled its newest OS, Android 4.4 KitKat. Here are some of my favorite features. KitKat has a completely revolutionized dialer, which incorporates search into your address book and lets you find the number of the pizza place you're looking for without having to search the web. Caller ID is provided for incoming calls too, which means you'll know exactly who's calling and when to let it go to voicemail. Your phone's messaging experience has been condensed into the Hangouts app, which features a Places button for sharing map locations. KitKat also makes it easier to access your photos, letting you attach saved pictures on your device as well as those in Google Drive and Box. Photography's been overhauled too, as your phone takes a bunch of photos every time you press the shutter button and fuses them together to come up with a great final product. Very cool stuff. KitKat's only available on the Nexus 5 for now, but it'll be rolling out to most Android devices in the coming months. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Let's
get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, Twitter officially went public yesterday, Jennifer. They hit the New York Stock Exchange.
Killed it, by the way.
Hold on. Yeah. It priced it at $26, opened at $45,
yeah,
and shot up to more than $50. So let's listen to host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talk to a financial analyst named Adam Shapiro about the differences between this IPO and the one that Facebook started with.
Here comes that Twitter IPO, Adam, and I know there's probably a lot of people who are after Facebook, right, who are a little wary of spending a lot of money on something like this and where it might lead. So what are you hearing?
This is a whole different offering than what we saw with Facebook. Twitter has really handled this differently in that they've not really raised the number of shares that have been offered. It's been holding 70 million shares. They did up the possible price range from $17 to $20 to $20 to $25. And there, you know, it depends what side of the ball you fall on. If you think buying a company that has yet to make a profit but has potential, from what they've told potential investors in the roadshow, makes sense, then this would be a good time to get in.
Well, Adam, we talk a lot about what Twitter learned from Facebook. What do investors take away? What warnings should they take away from what happened?
Well, IPOs are, it's not so much the Facebook crash, but that was so much a NASDAQ problem with the computer systems. But, you know, as a mom-and-pop investor, it's very difficult with IPOs. Facebook fell, if you recall, for all kinds of reasons in addition to the technical problems. And we might see that with Twitter. IPOs tend to, they start trading, and then you see this decline.
I don't see that happening, Frank. I think the guy's wrong about that. Twitter going public. A lot of money's been made already in the first even 24 hours. Jennifer and Doug.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.